aspect. So this is about the other requirements, actually, this one, okay. There's only one change in the document, and this is about the redistribution control. We had something like this in the draft already, where the server can actually specify, so the reply I'm giving to the client is usable also for other clients, maybe the same address, IP address prefix, or also in other address prefixes. So the idea of this was that not every client has to go to the server and ask him, but he could probably, if the peers talk to each other, next to each other, they could distribute this and see if they can reuse this. There was some discussion about this at the last ITF meeting, and I think Rich had some comments about this on the list, or Sebastian. And what's new in the requirements is now that the other server indicates which resource consumers can benefit from the guidance, and the peers are allowed to redistribute the guidance within the target audience, which is specified by the server. The trackers can actually also use the same information so that if they give guidance for other peers, they can see if they also fit to the target audience, and they don't need to go back to the server, but they just reuse what they have if the stuff is still valid. This is actually a load reduction on the server because you can avoid that everybody is asking there. This, of course, you can only do for, let's say, rather static information which is configured. If you have an outer server which has to work on really dynamic data, then the outer server shouldn't provide this information at all. Yeah, and there's actually no need to duplicate this information anymore in the discovery process, so it's all in the other protocol there. Okay, next slide. Open issues is in the requirements draft, there are still a lot of things which are not actually requirements, but for instance, there's in section 5, there's a list of possible other rating criteria other than relative indication. So one of the ideas is, okay, since that is not a requirement actually, but it's like a more textual description of your else to take this out of this document here and actually move this into the new deployments document if this is going to be accepted, and to actually discuss it there because it would be a better place. Because let's say a requirements document shouldn't discuss like all options and other related stuff. It just describes the requirements. Okay, next slide. So that's not the big question, like how we continue with the document. So until now, we kept the document a bit active and alive to see other requirements are actually on the right track. And we thought now, well, the requirements are not changing so heavily anymore. So option one would be, okay, we still keep it active and wait until everything else is finished, and then we also cast it in stone and let it go for RFC. Or we say, okay, we revisit it after the ITF again. If everybody checks it, we do a working group plus call, and then we are done and we can go forward. Because let's say Sebastian and me and also the other authors, we didn't have to do anything like bigger changes anymore. Okay, I think that's it.
Would anyone like to challenge this assertion? Oh, what is
this? Rich likes more requirements. Jeez.
Hi, Rich Alimi. I was just going to say I would prefer to hold off on... Yes, is this better? I would prefer to keep the requirements open at least until after we get more, especially interoperability stuff. Because there are certain, like, for even with regards to the cost, the rating criteria, I think there's still some work that we probably need to do for judging which rating criteria should be standardized, where we're going to standardize it. Because I think there's some of the stuff I was going to talk about a little bit later for the cost types registry. So I don't know if we.
Well, but I think at least the draft says that you need to support different rating criteria. And you can still define additional ones later on in the protocol draft. If they are not defined in the requirements draft, I don't think that's a showstopper.
Okay.
So it's listed that you need to be able to support then one more. That first of all, you have to have this, and you need to support more than one actually, or be able at least to do this.
So having the ability to support more than one, I think, is a good requirement for saying you should support X, Y, and Z is probably.
Yeah, that's protocol. I think that we can put in the protocol draft.
Rich, I guess my thought would be that maybe the best thing to do is to go to working group last call with requirements at the same time that we take the actual protocol spec to working group last call.
So this would be option one.
So that's option one, right? I mean, it's a pain. That means that probably every couple of months we have to go back in and, you know, change the date on the draft so it doesn't expire, but. But in the meantime, it holds it open, and you know, if some other, you know, late changing requirement that would impact the spec could also be captured in the requirements document as well. So, personal opinion.
Other opinions?
Okay. Rich. I guess since the other two Richard have already spoken, so I have to speak too. Okay. My personal opinion actually is option two. And I guess we have a divergence here. I feel that where, in particular, for example, the a key issue you mentioned, which is very good, is the rating criteria. I feel that's an important part for interoperability. And if we can make very rapid progress, probably we can even move to option one, for example, announce it if we can make a progress, and then start the process, for example, before next IETF. Personal opinion as well.
This is Barry Leiba. What is the purpose of the requirements document? Is it to inform the spec, or is it to take input from the spec? I suspect it's the former, in which case having the requirements document still open and in flux and trying to write a spec from it is a little silly. So maybe if you need to keep the requirements document open, the spec's going to be fluffy as well. I don't know.
I actually support that. So I'm also, like, say we should get this done right now.
I'm Richard Barnes, and I'm just here to complete the superfecta. I'm just here to complete the trifecta.
Hi, Rich Alimi again. Especially if we're going to do interoperability stuff, and if we were to try to finalize the requirements sooner, I would try to make even more of a push to get operators and people who would deploy this to give feedback during interoperability testing, because a lot of the things in the protocol, and particularly the discovery protocol, probably relate to how they're going to deploy servers in their network, where they're going to be loaded behind NATs, this kind of behind in front of NATs. And it would sort of be unfortunate to discover all of these after doing requirements and after a spec has been published or furthered. It would be nice to catch some of those issues early.
Dave Harrington with my AD hat on. I think I'd like to see the requirements published so that we know what we're working against. They can always be updated later if you learn from experience that there are different requirements or there are adjustments to the requirements. I think that leaving them open and trying to make them fit whatever it is you happen to design is probably the wrong approach.
Protocol.